Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We have John W. Spring. We've been actually telling the truth. Donald Trump's been kind of showboating it for a while, saying that his negotiation with Kim to get a real good thing. They did this video about this horse racing across, literally jumping on the water, almost like Jesus, riding on the water Western Sea of Japan, which is right up to the Korean coast between Vladivostok, which is the most easterly portion of Russia, and Pyongyang and the Korean coast. But people need to understand, Kim was raised in Switzerland. He has at least put on the airs that he plans to think for himself, and that he can make an independent decision to denuclearize and demissilize, when he's actually just a proxy for Russia and China. You yourself, John W. Spring, have shown me the evidence, and I found corroborating proof for it, that the Russians, through the Rosatom rocket system outside Moscow, gave the rocket system, so they could have solid fuel rockets, and Russian mid-90s guidance systems to hit any U.S. base, including Guam. They had financial support and military support with microchips and so on from China. We know the banks write down their address in China where they are, and all of the members of the People's Republican Army, they're actually bank members that are actually supporting Kim. The fact is, the Russians and Chinese think it's a policy. They want to proliferate nuclear weapons, so they have multiple nations with small amount of nukes that will attack us directly, like Nicaragua or Venezuela, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we won't make our first attack on them. But the fact is, the Russians and Chinese, if you're listening now, let me give you a wake-up call, people, okay? And I'm going to go down to a list of things you may not be aware of out there, because you're not going to hear them from anybody who's not above top secret clearance like Deagle. Number one, my son Matthew dug this up, and I found other corroborating evidence is true. I actually talked to, over 20 years ago, to one of the project engineers building the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. It's not a strike fighter. That's a lie. This is a stealth, hypersonic bomber to bomb nuclear missiles at below radar speed, so it has the signature of a bird flying into Russian or Chinese airspace. And us and our allies that have these, including Saudi Arabia, have over 2,500. They're in for upgrades right now under Trump. Trump is weaponizing the hell out of space. We already had things like grazers, which is a gamma ray weapon in space, and it can scan a city like Beijing. They won't even know what hit them. There's no pop, no missile, no contrail, nothing. And all of a sudden, they just drop dead. These idiots in Russia and China have no idea. If they try to engage a war with America, they're just going to die so fast, they won't even know they ever had a skin or a heartbeat. And these idiots, in fact, many of them were weaponized by, we gave them nuclear weapons and centrifuges Russia. And yeah, they got a hypersonic cruise missile. But once we put in brilliant pebbles, which I had a four-star general tell me July 10th, 1994, that's 24 years ago, how we were, if we deployed a brilliant pebble system, which they conceived already, which LaRouche wanted to share with the Russians couldn't get a toothpick into our airspace if we don't want it. So when Trump achieves this, which will probably be by the time of the second term of his his government. So right now, the Russians are fast-tracking an early attack against America. They're in a panic because they know in the next 3 or 4 years, if Trump gets reelected, which is now that the Democrats have taken the House, it's a guarantee that bad behavior, Nancy Pelosi and 85 targeted subpoenas and investigations guarantees that Trump is going to wipe out the Democrats and their party will cease to exist. He will have so much power, he might as well be a world dictator, and he will be. And when he comes back with a weaponized space and everything else, anybody trying to engage America by the end of his second term of office in 2024, they'll be destroyed so fast they won't know they ever had cities. And the Russians and Chinese know this. They can't keep up with a space race war with advanced weapons, not even China with its giant economy. In fact, as we negotiate with them on trade and so on, their economy's already crashed 30%. So what people don't understand is the New World Order version under Donald Trump is a superpower America that financially, cybernetically, with artificial intelligence and everything else is completely going to dominate the world and will be by the second term of Donald Trump. And they don't get it, these countries. So when Kim says he's going to denuclearize, he himself doesn't get it. It's not an option. You denuclearize or we destroy your cities if you try to engage us. If you send missiles to Japan or South Korea, you're going to disappear so fast you won't know you ever existed. And that's what's coming. And the same with these damn Chinese and Russians. They don't realize they've been outsmarted so far, they have no clue what's up next, do they? They don't have a clue.
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And this is what concerns me so much. Washington, our diplomatic corps in Washington, when they have been reaching out to Kim, as we've pointed out several times in our previous meetings and discussions that we've had on the air, very healthy, very informative discussions, I might add.
Right.
We find that most of these guys and gals want to take a hardline approach, like Nikki Haley.
That's not going to work here. You've got an Asian culture. These people don't back off easy, do they?
No.
This idea of thinking you're going to take people with a foot or 2 foot long parasites in their guts and they're starving already, and you're going to force them by hardlining them, come on.
Yeah.
If you want to show some compassion, give them food and retraining so they have skill sets like micro dirty jobs, they can be an electrician or a plumber or a bricklayer, and get them training in 6 months in an apprenticeship, yeah, you then you got something. But you got to actually dissect North Korea away from the hands and the arms of Russia and China, because Russia and China thinks this is their next good policy. I can tell you right now, Trump basically, and I know about all the sources because I have 3 sources, and I want to repeat that. I have the sewer net, which anybody can go on the internet. I have classified sources from inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM. And then I have the third level, you can't stop me. If I ask and pray on something, God gives me visions and dreams, standing visions and dreams, and shows me everything. There's nothing on earth that can be hidden from Deagle. Nothing. And what I'm telling you, when all three line up and tell me the same damn thing that I can conclude, Donald Trump basically, in a sense, they vastly underestimate this man, especially these stupid, dumb Democrats. As they come after him like a maniac, if they want war with Trump, and believe me, he's going to mutate into a dictator. He wasn't going to be a screaming dictator. He can be a nice dictator because he's going to bring better health care, reduce drug prices, more money in your pocket, control the border, rational immigration. Don't worry, Luciferianism is sneaky. 98% of what the devil does in his proxies like Donald Trump, okay, because he's operating as a proxy, looks, tastes, and smells good. It's going to be a stronger, better America, but believe me, it's going to be so damn strong. If we decide to do something and move our right foot, we're going to crush nations like Russia and China. And they don't see it coming. They just don't. These are idiot people, okay? They are living in a dark age of hundreds of years ago. They do not understand what America is and what the globalist plans have been going back millennia and the devil's plans for America. America is going to get so strong in every sphere. Artificial intelligence, weapons in space. Look at the Space Force. He's announcing Space Force. Look, I took care of employees in Space Force 24 years ago and was already up decades before I even joined. Okay? So let's get a reality check here. Donald Trump is a nice, high-level, Royal Arch, White Hat, Scottish Rite Mason, and he's doing the will of a different version of a New World Order where a super-powerful, dominant America makes the Earth and every nation jump to his command or else. And unfortunately, the power brokers say we're going to play a hard line. It's not going to work because these people don't get it. Kim's not going to get it. Russia and China aren't going to get it. They're going to think, well, they're pounding the table with vodka. I want to kill America with hypersonic cruiser, ivory nuclear submarines, or create tsunamis off the coast with nuclear remote submarines. You start this crap, Russia, you'll cease to exist. There won't be a Russian babushka within a million miles of this planet Earth. They'll all die. And they don't get it. I want them to understand this. If they start this, they're not going to finish it. We will.
Yes. And unfortunately, Kim Jong-un has his own problems back in Pyongyang.
Well, he's got a bunch of crazy generals around that if he makes a wrong move, they'll just kill him in his sleep.
Well, it is...
People don't get that. They thought when he was away at that conference, remember he went to that conference, he thought there might be a coup while he's gone.
There's also women in trouble. We'll get into that after the break.
Oh, yeah, he's got lots of women in trouble, doesn't he? And he has a lot of women that are members of other elite parts of his so-called government that are not totally on the Kim side, are they?
That's so true.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, Deagle knows. It's scary that Deagle knows so much, isn't it?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Ago on a Friday about Granada Forum. I don't know some of it. I know everything about why the environment is deteriorating, what's going on. Some of it is cyclical, it's related to the Earth cycles, but most of it is actually weather modification with post satellite involving torsion fields to actually move weather systems to create things like Santa Ana winds here in California. This so-called fire that occurred up in destroyed paradise and so on and killed 31 people with over 100 to 200 missing. This fire is created by things on the ground, meaning they didn't clear the duft and the other things. It also meant San Diego Gas and Electric didn't move power lines away from things like Chaparral and so on. But the fact is that these smart grid systems actually create sparks that jump and start fires. They damn well know it. In fact, the province of Saskatchewan there's enough engineers, they actually proved that smart grid actually creates fires and can actually burn wires inside your home or your business. So San Diego Gas and Electric and the electric companies up north, PG&E, they're actually a cause of the fire. Plus, they didn't clear the duff or manage the forest. Years ago, I remember talking to Lowell Ponte. He would go up and they'd clear all the crap and dead trees in between the trees so you wouldn't have this fire starter stuff ready. I saw it in British Columbia where they didn't clear it out, the dead trees, and didn't have fire, reclaiming the dead trees and cleaning out the garbage down below.
Yep.
It was a sitting duck. And now once you got a fire going, by the way, it can grab the roots and go for miles along the roots of trees and then all of a sudden explode once the humidity gets below a certain percentage. So that's the first thing. Then they don't even maintain the back roads, so the trucks couldn't even get through to bring in water trucks and so on. There were so many drones in the air, a lot of them were containing what's called DEW, or directed energy weapons, to start fires. And I can tell you how you make a drone. You take a green laser, slap it on a drone for $1,200, and you can start a fire flying 75 miles an hour, 70 miles away. There's so damn many, I have my military contacts up in Northern California, there's so damn many drones in the air, they couldn't bring in helicopters to drop the fire retardant. Did you know that?
That's right.
And then they got satellite-based drones, directed energy weapon systems, satellite-based weapons, starting fires from space. So you got bad reclamation of the things that start fires, you got smart grid, and you got space-based weapons. And this is to depopulate, it's just like, you know, the globalists with their Paris Accord, to depopulate the rural areas and coastal areas, and they're starting in the West.
Exactly.
This is all by design, people. You think it's being made up, you're an idiot. In fact, yesterday they gave an announcement. I live in Southern California. Last year we packed everything up and we were ready to leave and lose our home. And that fire got all the way, it was a fire just across the other side of the Gopher Canyon. We could see the ridge. So many degrees, like 25 degrees across the ridge, was all on fire. I was like, holy cripes, if that comes across here, or it sends sparks, it lands on our roof or our trees, we've got palm trees, we're done. I'd have to stay around here spraying it with a NIOSH mask on to keep my home from burning down. Let me tell you, this is all by design. There's 40 million plus people here in California. One-seventh of the American population. And these buggers and the globalists and the Satanists, they wanted to kill a lot of us. In fact, the site Deagle, which is a play on my name, being there's not by any chance it's a play on my name, D-E-A-G-E-L, not L-E, actually is prophesying along with the Resilient Cities projects that visited Barack Obama almost 40 times, that the population of America by 2025, that's just 6 years from now, will be only 65 million. Everybody else will be dead or gone. You don't want to believe it? This is what their wet dream of these Satan, satanic globalists and viral maniacs is, isn't it?
This is what they intend to do. And have you noticed that every announcement that's coming out regarding these new fires, Dr. Deagle, they say mandatory evacuation. Now, the reason they're saying that is because they're claiming, and in fact, you listen very carefully to these news conferences with these fire marshals and fire chiefs. They're saying due to the new types of fires, there's no way that you're going to be able to defend your home from fires.
That's not true at all. I have a fire defense packet here, and I have what's called a power pump, and I have a pool. I can pump my pool water, even if they cut the water off, and save my roof. Okay?
Yes.
And I have a tile roof, so it's not, you know, it's fire retardant. So, no, they're full of crap. Okay? The fact is that when we bought our home almost 11 years ago, and we came down here, the roof already had signs that there were sparks that flew many miles, maybe 5 miles from previous fires. It's not new. And for millions and hundreds of millions of years, chaparral would always go on fire, release the seeds, and then when the water came, you'd have a massive bloom of chaparral all over the place and flowers. That's just the biology of the place. But then you had smart grid, and you have sparks coming from power grids that are not away from the fire, you know, absorbance. And then you got, and in the upper atmosphere, you got nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, which is a fire accelerant. You're going to have, especially with Santa Ana winds dropping the humidity down to under 10%, what the hell do you expect? Okay? So they create the conditions, and then they hit you with directed energy weapons, or have arsonists actually start fires, like this brush fire, as they call a campfire. Why would anybody in their right mind start a campfire with humidity around 10% near a community? Why? Why in these conditions? Because they're either nuts or they're a criminal, right?
Yes, yeah. or extremely stupid.
Well, I call it nuts. It's not just stupid. That's nuts. Because you got to realize that in these conditions, you cannot start a fire. You can't stop. Once it gets off your little fire, it's going to explode and go everywhere.
Absolutely.
Now, let me tell you the technology. I prayed on this, and God gave me the answer to how to solve it. Number one, we then already have a commission to take over the space-based weather modification technology, which we've had for decades. And number two, we give our firefighters a thing called a positron beam technology. Now, positrons cut off the electron chain and stop any fire. You cut it off like scissors. So you aim a positron beam at a fire even miles away, and it cuts off the electron transport chain, so it literally silences the fire instantly, like a scissor. So a firefighter would go, or you have a drone, and he could fly it remotely, goes like a scan the area, and any fire starting anywhere, he could literally terminate the electron transport that allows the oxidative reaction to cause fire instantly. Okay, then you could put fire retardant over the areas because you see a thermal image from space or with a drone, and you just target these little drones with little micro sprays to make sure it doesn't restart. Once you've done it, you've targeted the area, you turn off the fire, and then you hit it to make sure it won't restart, and then you have drones flying over it, watching to see if there's any kind of new re-spark showing up because the fire is going to come back. And you're going to wipe out those before they cause what we call micro-explosions of fire everywhere. And they can track in the roots, too, for months after a fire starts. It doesn't just happen in one blast. People don't realize unless they put a fire break, those roots are going to carry that fire underground until finally it's going to break through to the usually the center of the tree. But we've actually seen trees where it's burnt from the inside because they hit them with directed energy weapons, and the tree's been burned from the inside out, from the inside to the core of the tree. All right? So you got to understand, these people are not taking any captives. There's probably not 44 dead now, which they say. There's probably more like 144 dead.
Yes.
This is the biggest fire with the largest mortality in American history in California. Yes. And this is just the beginning of what these same maniacs are going to do. You know, down here yesterday, what's her name, Janice Dean from Fox News, predicted we're going to have up to 70-mile-an-hour gusts. Today, it's windy here today, and again, we're still in Santa Ana. What temperature do you think it is here in Vista, which should be, you know, in the 60s? It's in the 80s, and it's dry as hell. And there's no rain for months. A little sprinkle here and there, and doesn't count. We're a tinderbox ready to happen, and they're ready to throw the match in the box, aren't they?
They sure are.
And you think this is a game, and Dickie goes crazy. He's crazy. Guess what? Maybe we'll be burned shattered chunks of bone in your car if you don't listen to me. If you don't listen and realize what they're trying to do, you're...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My message isn't just for Donald Trump. Donald, we know that America is getting stronger. In fact, with your policies, America is going to become all-powerful. All-powerful, which means financial, geopolitical, space, military, every aspect. America, by the end of his second term, will be all-powerful. With an American leader, a president, he isn't declared an emperor, but he might as well be, because he is the most powerful man on earth now, but by the end of his second term, he'll be the most powerful man in history of Earth. Okay? And that means any nation trying to engage America in any way, financial or otherwise, will be destroyed. Their economy destroyed, their economy, their environment destroyed, and their people destroyed. For example, if Donald Trump just makes a phone call to shut down the big banks in China because they're screwing around with Kim, their economy will completely crash, and a lot of the Chinese will starve to death. People don't get this, do they? After Macron shooting off his balls at Trump, if Trump wanted to be nasty, he would say, you know what? We're not going to trade with you guys anymore. Their economy is already teetering and collapsed. Both the French and the Italian economies haven't grown in 10 years. Macron is an idiot. This guy thinks by surrendering the nationalism of France, it's good for super state Europe, and they want their own military to defend themselves, the U.S., China, and Russia. Are you kidding me? They don't want a military to defend themselves with U.S., Russia, and China. That's a lie. They want to defend their super state against states that want to leave the European Union. That's the only reason why they want a military, is to make sure Hungarians, Austrians, and Italians don't leave. It's not to defend themselves against America, because any nation thinks they can defend themselves against America, including Russia and China, are freaking idiots. And you listen to me, people out there. You can translate it into Chinese and Russian and whatever language you have. We want to have America return to become a Christian nation, and it's not there yet. And neither is Donald Trump a Christian. He's a good man in terms of being an American patriot. And he's fooling a lot of people because they think, well, he's not involving the globalist version of Macron or Hillary Rodham Clinton and her version. No. He is following his particular brand of Luciferic version of the New World Order, which Satan is clapping his hands and laughing his freaking head off. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately in that respect. But when you consider the diabolical things that Hillary has allegedly done...
No, listen... the diabolical things that Hillary's done and the incubi that's inside her, the Chitahuri, the beast, 16-foot-8 draco reptilian, is nothing compared to what Trump could do in the future. Nothing.
Well, this is so true.
You got to get it. People got to get it. They're totally distracted. Oh, yeah. Listen, Trump's going to do a lot of things. When he appoints a third judge, which is Coney Barrett, this Catholic, you're going to see Roe versus Wade gone. There's not going to be any federal law allowing any abortions. It's gone. And that'll totally capture the Christians, because they're going to say, well, he got rid of abortion. They don't see that while he's putting 5G network and he's literally doing trade deals and build weaponizing space, we're moving step by step toward the New World Order and the Matrix. So it's not slowing down under Trump, is it?
No, it isn't.
And people are deceived by that. That's why when I see Trump, and it's not by his own thought. Remember, King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, which his title meant King of Kings, people were deceived. Well, I'm sure the king of Babylon was deceived by calling his name King of Kings. And God was making a play. This King of Kings, all right, I'm going to make him eat grass like a beast for 7 years. Remember that from the book of Daniel?
Yes.
Well, Donald Trump, basically, when these people want to make war with Trump with 85 ways of impeaching or subpoenaing him, they're going to be sorry cats. This is going to get really ugly. You want to pick up the dark side of Donald Trump? You keep doing to him what you're doing, and it's going to get very vicious. It would not at all surprise me in the next 2 years if Donald Trump doesn't declare martial law. Wouldn't it all surprise me?
I think he's going to have to, for two reasons. First of all, you have the Democrats.
They're going to try to kill him. They're going to try to kill him. When they can't get their way, especially after they try to start all these investigations, especially if Whitaker, his new attorney general, which they want to, quote, recruise or whatever, these idiots, and he appoints a new attorney general, and they start a parallel investigation to go after the Hildebeest, Hillary, Bautista, and all the other evil, demonic Democrats, they're going to get completely out of control, and the people, there's enough nutballs out there that want to kill Trump right now. I guarantee there's been all kinds of episodes averted where Trump, like one of his senior guys when he was over in Scotland here just a few months ago in the summer, he died because he was poisoned because they wanted to get him and one of his proxies, one of his members of his cabinet. So you got to understand, I'm sure Trump and his team, because he has not only the Secret Service, he has his own private security force. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
He has his own private security force that are beyond the Secret Service, because you can't just trust the Secret Service. Okay? And I guarantee you, Trump is like, you know, you can only avoid bad stuff for so long before something happens. So, you know, if Trump is assassinated or impeached, which is extremely unlikely now, we mentioned this the other day.
Samuel?
We had a German politician and a major American politician. I'll think of the name a little later. Anyway, they both said if Trump is impeached right after the midterms, because we figured the Democrats, the dumb Americans are going to vote Democrat because they want, quote, cheaper health care. Well, you got to fix the system before you make it, and you certainly don't want to make it nationalized Medicare for all, because it's a broken system that's screwy, and it's not going to be cheap. In fact, I spent a good time this morning with my SilverScript insurance trying to get it upgraded because, you know, you wouldn't believe there's nothing free here. There's no free lunch. And if they think that you got a free health care in Canada and Britain, you're an idiot. That's why they wouldn't let the little boy get in a helicopter from Britain. They had guards there to guard the hospital to make sure that the family couldn't take him to the helicopter on the roof and have him go over to Italy for free care. The Pope and the Italian government were going to pay for it. They don't want that. They want you to die.
Yes.
Okay, so if you think that the socialist system of Canada and Britain and socialist countries like Australia and New Zealand are kind, they're full of crap. It's hangnail medicine at the speed of light. Anybody innovative like me that can find and cure somebody like, you know, my friend David, Michael, who's actually getting better from pancreatic cancer, I diagnosed 4 months ago, you wouldn't get that care in America or Britain. Forget it. In fact, the doctors that try to do it would be impeached, have their license removed, or put in jail. All right, so get a reality check, people. You think you can argue with me? That's why I don't get arguments. You know why? I will do an intellectual vivisection live with no anesthetic. It'll hurt like hell, and it will leave a mark. People don't call in. I say, why don't you call in? I want people to call. I beg them. I said, if you ask a respectful question and want an answer, I'll tell you, because I have all, not some of the answers. But if you think you're going to argue and disagree with me, it's going to get nasty. Because I'm not Mr. Nice. I'm not. Why do you think I'm still alive? Because I'm not nice. Like my nice colleagues, they're dead. These functional medicine doctors are nice. They're dead already, not Deagle. Okay? That's why when I tell Trump he better start doing something, for example, these fires in California, we have to get this positron beam. If you're out there and you're an engineer, contact me. I want to contact some engineers to build my positron beam technology for firefighters. I want to have drone-based fire retardant things that can drop fire retardant by flying around and then turning off fires. I want us to take over the space-based weather modification technology. I know we have, so we don't have superstorms striking the United States coast like it has been for the last 2 years under Trump, or stopping the weather systems they've done purposely to create fires. And I want to get rid of smart grid. This idea of smart grid is causing fires and burning wires in people's homes or businesses, and burning their equipment, by the way, too, because of power surges. So people don't know this. Smart grid needs to go. It actually creates fires from power lines near, you know, fire accelerant material.
Yes. But, of course, we're being brainwashed into thinking that it's climate change that's causing...
No, they're not brainwashed. Let me explain, okay? And I cut through that BS, too. People are not stupid. They're viciously ignorant. In other words, if they heard somebody like me and they heard another opinion, they want to agree with an opinion that makes them not have to do anything. You know, it's like two kids wrap themselves up in a carpet inside their grass hut and think that the Bengal tiger in Bangladesh just can't smell them, so he won't eat them. He loves children rolled up in straw mats. He loves them. They taste great. Okay? So these idiot people out there that actually bare their teeth and growl at Dr. Deagle, how dare you, Dr. Deagle? Like, how dare you defend yourself and say that this guy, Matt Bell, by name, from Louisiana, is going to shove a gun down my throat and kill me? If he's unlucky enough to show up, I'm going to arrange his appointment to see Jesus, Allah, or Lucifer himself. Okay? And I'm a crack shot, trained with the Marines. So, you want to play rough? Please don't bring it, because you're going to die. All right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We got a last segment here. The top order of business, and I saw this on Fox today, is to take away our gun rights. And remember, you know, you're not going to take this gun into my cold, dead hands. Remember that statement?
Oh, yes.
By Charlton Heston.
Charlton.
Right. Now, I got to tell you people out there, and unless you're my buddy, I'm not going to give you this technology, but I know how to make six, and I'm working on a seventh technology. I'll just give a couple of them. One I have on John Moore, who's been on my show for years from Republic Broadcasting. Before I went over to Republic for a little while and came back, and he was a special forces from Vietnam. But I work with Delta Force and Special Op. There's two weapons that they taught me. One was a ball-bearing accelerator weapon. I actually show plans how to build it right on my wellness conditions, believe it or not, on my 10-plus prepper list. And the other I mentioned to it, but don't give the details, how to build a linear accelerator tube and put welder's flux in it to accelerate to 100,000 foot per second at 10,000 degrees. But I know scalar weapons, ones that can hit you with infrasound that can drop you to the ground and liquefy your liver. And ones that will just paralyze you. And people, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. Yeah, I can, actually. I've been making high explosives and solid rockets since I was 12. And that's why I mentioned this thing about the positron beam technology. If I get a hold of an engineer, I could probably have something up in a matter of a couple months. What we have to do is we have to realize extreme weather is going to get a lot worse. We're going to have coastal superstorms. We're going to have major collapse of the food supply of the world, probably in the next 5 to 6 years. Probably that's why the last year of 2024, Donald Trump's presidency, we're going to go into the lean years, just like the prophecy of Joseph, where the lean cattle ate the fat cattle, and then they starved and died themselves. So we're going to see a collapse of the world food supply with climatic disasters everywhere, global climate changes with seasons all mixed up, winter and summer, extreme drought, extreme rain, everything all mixed up everywhere because it's by design, isn't it?
By design, completely.
Right, and they think, oh, no, this is not. Listen, this is by design. I know all the technology that they're using to do it or amplify natural cycles and make them worse or how to stop it. We should get control of the space-based weather modification technology, clean up the dust, stop the smart grid, and actually use positron beam technology and drone-based fire retardant things to actually use track and find out where the hot spots of the fire are and prevent it from spreading. And that's why you don't need a zillion freaking firefighters putting themselves in extreme risk. They can be miles away from the fire, so they're not sucking up stuff that will ruin their lungs and kill them. Okay, because these fires are going to kill a lot of firefighters, too. I mean, this is not... And it may not do it right away, and it may do it later. I would take care of firefighters. And firefighters in general, you know, have an exclusion for dying of heart disease and lung disease. You know, that's why... If you get disabled from your lungs, whatever, it's just what happens to firefighters. Now, I know how to protect them, but they don't wear the proper masks or protective equipment when they're out in the fire. They don't. I know. I did all the advanced research on this stuff with them when I was an OCMED doctor. And I can tell you, we don't protect people in the industry, and we don't protect our firefighters. We don't. Same way as we don't put level 3 body armor on our police when they should, when they're going up against gangs that have high-velocity weapons, like in Chicago. Why would you, an idiot, walk into a place where a gang has a weapon that can go through level 3 body armor, or level 2 body armor, and you need level 3 to protect yourself? And our military are deployed, by the way, overseas with level 1 body armor, which can only stop a .22 caliber bullet, but can't stop by a 3.8 or whatever, some other high caliber weapon system that's going to whip right through that like it's butter.
Yes.
The problem is, we don't have common sense and decency. We don't. We don't engage, for example, to win. For example, we're making deals with the Taliban, and we're shipping the illegal drugs to America that kill 70,000 Americans with heroin. And that is our Special Activities Division of the CIA. The same way as we have these people from Honduras and El Salvador coming here, because we and our intel agencies and our drug trade are destroying their economies, and they're begging to come up here to work because their own economies are shot, or if they do get any money, the illegal cartels grab it all.
Yes.
We don't want to face the fact that we actually create the freaking mess in Central America. This is why they're trying to escape to our country to make money and survive. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
No, we don't. We want to keep it under the rug.
Right, and that, by the way, includes Trump, too. None of these guys, you can imagine if Dr. Deagle got in front of a camera with Trump and asked some tough questions, this would get very ugly, wouldn't it?
It definitely would.
Even with Trump is on side at first, he'd realize, holy shit, this guy's asking questions I can't answer. You know why? You're either not informed, you're ignorant because you're surrounded by bad globalists that are supporting your, you know, giving you your menu of what you have to decide to do. So he listens to 10 answers. They're all globalists and all listed directly evil as hell. Or they don't advise them that we have space-based weather modification, so we don't need to have superstorms. Or we can modify the weather system so California is not a tinderbox. I saw the fire all the way from Northern California. It's like 1,200 miles from the northern border of California and Oregon to the Mexico border. Damn it. 20 million Americans were under red alert yesterday and today. Do you know that? 20 million, half of the population is under red alert that we're going to have a super firestorm. We're still doing it. I'm sitting in my office, and what temperature is it here? At my desk, it's 85.6.
And you're
in my room, it's 81.8. I have 81.3. Outside, it's in the 80s. This is November. This is not normal. Right.
Of course, the diurnal temperatures will drop considerably tonight, but for the daytime temperature, that's extremely high for this time of year.
Well, you've been here for many years, and you understand that what's going on is they're preparing to kill a lot of the Californian population. They're preparing to have resilient cities in the central United States where they have 12 super cities of 5 million each, where you have an apartment of 324 square feet, and your walls are not walls, they're video screens, so you don't feel like you're in a little box. That's what they want to build. And, of course, it's a lie because they're never going to build it. It would be too damn expensive. So the real intention is to kill most of us.
Right.
Oh. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not going to do that. Donald Trump is going to protect you. Yeah, sure. If Donald was aware of this, but he's not. He's either not aware of it or the people around him are not going to tell him.
That's right.
And unfortunately, I can see no evidence that all the letters you sent Trump are actually making a difference in his attitude toward North Korea or what I say on the air or getting Trump to become go from being a real-life Christian wooden president to becoming a real-life boy or man. He's not. I still call him Trump Pinocchio. Yeah, but you support Trump. Of course they do. The alternative is to support the Democrats because it's immediate death rather than delayed death. Delayed death with Trump. It's immediate death with the demon rats, I call it, the Democrats.
Well, I'm still hoping that maybe we can get through to him, but you're right.
Well, I'm working. I got Scott Adams, who's interviewed his entire family. He's on the third hour on, or second hour on Wednesdays now. Thursday, I mean, second hour on Thursdays. And I'm hoping I can get through to Trump, because if we, our Samuel Council, had a half an hour a week where we could talk straight up to Trump, no holds barred, no filters, and just by phone. We don't have to have a face-to-face. And we can have an open discussion about the truth, about whether it's North Korea or American sovereignty or the New World Order or world financial system. We can make this man turn into a real Christian. With the power of America, we can evangelize the world rather than bring it to the altar of Satan. Because that's what America is doing. It's going to bring most of the world to the altar of Lucifer. To die physically, to die emotionally, to die economically, and eventually to die spiritually. That's where we're going, isn't it?
Yes, it's unfortunate. America really needs a revival.
Yeah, but you know, without the truth, there's not going to be any revival. And I realize I'm the bringer of truth. I'm the lament. You're not going to hear from your pastor. He's not going to tell you this stuff. Oh, that's too scary. I can't talk about the church. I'll lose tithes. I won't be able to support the church. I'm not worried about that. I want you to know the truth. And I want you to know the truth will set you free. But first, it's going to make you sick. It's like the little scroll you eat, and it tastes sweet in your mouth, but when it gets to your stomach, it makes you want to vomit. Remember the scroll from Revelation?
Yes.
Well, that's what you're going to be reading as a scroll when you hear what I'm going to say, and it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to see these things, but let me tell you, without the antidote, you're going to see catastrophic destruction. It makes me choke when I think about it, because it's coming, even the fires. Here in Southern California, if it continues with no rain, we're going to have the same catastrophes as up in Northern California, where hundreds of thousands of acres are gone in the biggest fire in American history.
Yes, in fact, I think it's on its way right now, Dr. Deagle. And America needs a reawakening.
Well, first thing to do is pray and repent. Secondly, if you're rich enough, contact Dr. Deagle and Engineers and Build These Positron Beam. We'll have a face-to-face with Trump, so he'll realize we have space-based weather modification technology, so we don't need to let these fires kill millions of Americans, because, believe me, we're not going to have a few hundred die. The fires and the intentional destruction they plan, destruction of the food supplies and so on, is going to, over the years, when we hit to the lean years after 2024, billions will die, not millions, billions. So, the antidote is prayer to the Most High God. The antidote is the truth. The antidote is God will always provide a way or reasons to be able to protect ourselves and heal. God will always send leaders like me to tell you there is a way, but it revolves first having a relationship with the Most High God and to seeking the truth and not pretending that we're such righteous people. We're not. And that includes Trump. He's just a different version of the New World Order.
That's so true. Well, amen.
Yeah.
Hearing a lot about...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.